17. Tanemund. An old figure slowly approached the crowd. He walked with the help of two warriors. His face was dark and wrinkled. His hair was long and white. He wore a long headdress of colored feathers. His robe was of the finest buckskin. Around his neck he wore big silver and gold medals. These were gifts from white men he had met in the past. The handle of his tomahawk was made of gold. This was Tanemund, the venerated chief of the tribe, who was sacred to his people. He was the father of the Delaware Nation. He was over 100 years old, and very wise and just. Tanemund knew about Cora and the other guests in his village. He spoke in a firm voice.
"Bring the prisoner and the guests before me."
The prisoners and guests lined up before Tanemund. He looked at them carefully. Then he said,
"Magua, you can take Cora Monroe because you asked us to take care of her. Now you can have her back. But the others came to our village freely. They are our guests. Guests here are protected."
"But they are our enemies. They are all enemies of your friends, the French. And so they are your enemies, too,"
shouted Magua. Alice, Cora, and Major Hayward stood together wondering what would happen to them. Hawkeye and Uncas were in the crowd, trying to decide what to do. Suddenly, Uncas stepped out of the crowd and went to Tanemund. In front of Tanemund, Uncas took off his shirt so that everyone could see the tattoo of a turtle on his chest. The crowd of Delaware shouted with happiness and surprise when they saw the tattoo. They, too, were people of the turtle. They knew that only the greatest chiefs could wear this tattoo.
"Wise Father Tanemund, I am Uncas, son of Chingachgook. I am the last of the Mohicans. I am one of the people of the turtle. The Mohicans and the Delawares have been true brothers for many years. I ask for your help against the Hurons."
Tanemund was influenced by Uncas's sincere words. He turned to Magua and said,
"Go and take the girl with you, but only the girl. The others stay here. When the sun is well above the trees, the Delaware warriors will be after you."
Cora knew the time had come to leave her sister. She looked at Major Hayward with tears in her eyes and said,
"I know you love Alice, and I beg of you to protect her always."
Major Hayward held Alice's fragile hand, but couldn't speak.
"Alice, let us embrace, perhaps for the last time,"
said Cora, her voice trembling. Alice was barely able to stand on her feet and leaned against Major Hayward. She couldn't believe that she and Cora were separating. The two sisters embraced. Suddenly, Magua pulled Cora by the arm and led her away into the forest.